You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 46, and I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, as business owners, we all know how many tasks we need to get through on a daily basis in order to grow our businesses. However, what happens when along the way, challenges that come through in business, in life, just gives you so many things that you need to overcome as well as all of those other things we need to deal with on a day-to-day basis? Well, my guest today says we must learn to give ourselves grace. Try to get what you can done today. And if you don't finish everything, guess what? There is always tomorrow. What a great reminder for all of us. Now, joining me on today's show is Ben Mathewson. And Ben's business is a new business startup. And he's been in operation for about 4 to 5 months now. So I think it's really great to be able to tap in and speak to someone who really is in that startup phase. We can learn no matter what level we are at in our business from everyone, I believe, and especially Ben today. Now, Ben offers online counseling via Skype and Zoom to people around the country. It's a bit of a calling for him, and he's wanted to be a counselor since he was 16 years of age. And he is thinking in time that he will offer other things like improvisation workshops, music therapy, counseling for men, and art therapy. And some people also love the outdoors. Perhaps there's a way to incorporate that therapy into the realm of gardening. If there is, Ben's going to find a way to do that. Now, specifically on today's show, Ben's going to share the benefit of hindsight, giving ourselves grace. Get the right advice, then do it. So important to get into action, as well as find support. All very important. Welcome to the show, Ben.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
One of the things that we said in the opening, even before we pressed record, is that in business and life also too, there are so many challenges, and it can be so easy to just want to shut up shop, turn away, because it's just too hard to deal with. And I love the way that you remind us of the importance of giving ourselves grace. We don't do that often enough, do we?
I don't think so. I think that it's extremely easy to be tough on yourself. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that you don't become sort of I was going to say hard nosed, but you don't become determined overnight. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes a long time to be determined to say, "Yep, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this encyclopedia of things done." Yes. It takes a while to get to that point where you're such a high performer, mm-hmm. that you're actually doing that large volume of things per day. Sometimes you just got to say, "Well, I'm going to try and get this done. Mm-hmm. I've got these things that are absolutely essential, and if I can get these done, okay."
Yeah. And I think that's good, because what often happens then is we try and do too many things and we end up stretching ourselves way too thin, and we end up doing none of them very well at all. None of them really builds the momentum that we're looking for. One of the things that I would love you to do is really give an insight, if you will, into how you came to be in business. 4 to 5 months in you are, and I'm sure you've got lots of lessons to share with us along the way, but just give, you really had a passion for counseling at the age of 16, yes?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And kind Absolutely. Of what was the transition? The things that happened in your life that just kept reaffirming that, look, you know what, this is really not only just a passion, but I've got skills and gifts in that area to be able to support people.
Well, I would probably preface all of this with the fact that I'm pretty stubborn. I probably, like, if I can find a job that I can do, mm-hmm. That I can do to the best of my ability, I'll just do that. Mm. I don't think like a business person, or traditionally haven't. I am not really somebody who finds it really easy with money. I'm not like the bottom line kind of person. I found that in my jobs as a chaplain, I worked as a chaplain and I worked in aged care. I found that because I was actually enjoying those jobs, that I made a really good employee for a little while. But it's only because sort of fate has sort of forced me into thinking, no, I actually really need to express myself. I need to, you know, I need to do things that are part of me. I mean, I need to actually do what my soul loves. It's really circumstances have evolved around that so that basically I had no other choice but to go, I need to bite the bullet now and I need to actually set up this business because it's extremely easy to ignore what your soul longs for. But it's also what God actually longs for. God actually made us to actually to give us the things that, that we love. But often, you know, you also have to make a way for the family. You have, I mean, you know, put food on the table sometimes. And so I feel like being a business owner and a counsellor now is sort of God's way of, you know, reversing that ship and actually allowing me to do the things that, that I love to do.
Yeah. And I think in your previous roles, as you were saying, a chaplain and working with aged care, people in aged care, there really is a level of empathy and compassion, the ability to listen. So those are all very strong skills that you would really need to be able to support your now clients. And something else that you said, and I really want to pick up on this, is sometimes as we're thinking about growing our business, and there may be someone who's watching and listening today that has really felt similar to you, a real calling, a real niggling that, you know what, this is really a direction. Sometimes if we don't take the action steps, life will, God will find a way to have us in a situation that says,
absolutely,
mate, there is nothing else that you left, right, everything you've been doing, like Jonah, you know, what, off to Nineveh, he sends that storm and then we have no other option. But what I want to share is that when we're in business, we don't need to do it all ourselves. And in actual fact, we shouldn't. We need to have, you know, strong people around us, find support, something we want to talk about. So when you're then thinking about, now you're 4 to 5 months in, if you look back, what has been the greatest insight that you would want to share with yourself right at the beginning, having traveled already 4 to 5 months in your business? What would that be?
Okay, well, my first thing would be to actually get settled on what the right advice is. There, you know, if you go online, there's like 1,000 different people who will tell you something slightly different about business. There's, you know, you've got people that are, you know, you might know people who could advise you. But none of it really matters if it's not straight in your head. If you don't have the thought that, you know, oh, okay, this is the path I need to go with it. And the first principle, of course, is always, you know, your accounting, you know, what's your idea that's going to make money? But apart from that, I mean, the first principle, of course, is, you know, getting that advice. Once you know that, okay, this is what I'm going to do, you just got to stick to it and do it. Because those are the things that will propel you forward. If you're sort of like me and sort of a little bit sometimes navel gazing, sometimes thinking a lot about the business, but not doing anything, it won't go as far and as fast as you want it to go. And you know, occasionally you just got to do it. So that's the flip side of giving yourself grace, I guess.
Give yourself grace, but
not so much grace that you don't do anything.
Yeah. And I think that's such a great reminder, isn't it? It's balance. We always come down back to the word balance. That's so very important because, yes, we can get all of the right advice and all of the right steps and everything that we need to do, but unless we're actually taking that step, we're not going to be able to build the momentum into what we want it to create. And if we're too overwhelmed, I love that saying, you know, if our clients or potential clients are too overwhelmed with the services and how can we can support them, they'll say no. And similar with us, if we have a huge to-do list, just that's so overwhelming. We just want to close the office door and say, I'll just get to that tomorrow. And we never do. So what would you say? I mean, obviously in business, there are a number, as you said, lots of different advice of the right steps. What have been the right steps that have been really crucial for you to start to build the momentum in your business that now you're starting to work with clients and really see your business starting to click along? What's been one or two steps that have been really important?
I'd say don't be afraid to promote yourself. You know, a lot of people don't like people like Donald Trump, but like the thing is that he says, well, I'm the best at this or I'm the best at that. You know, it's actually not it's not boasting if you want to be the best at something. It's not boasting if you want to be excellent at something. If you're saying that you want to provide an excellent service for people, then great. You know, be excellent in the things that you're doing. And this is something that I'm learning, you know, that people don't people feel anxious about charging, you know, a certain amount for their services, but it's, you can charge what you want according to the quality of what you give people.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I'd like to think that I really listen when I'm on a call with people. I'd like to think that as a counsellor, you know, I'm really, you know, I'm tapping into your story. I really want to know what's going on for you. I'd like to think that the aftercare is good, that I actually will, you know, encourage you to book back in. And also that, you know, basically in all areas that I'm trying to do my best for you. And really that's you, things cost what they're worth.
Yes. Yeah.
So
something that that a lot of people, often service business and service providers, really don't see the value that they offer where they are at, and often disregard the experiences, the fact that you are a chaplain, the fact that you have worked with elderly people, all of the conversations that you've had, all of the times that someone's shared something that's been near and dear, or when they've been struggling, all of that experience in you has created the skills, as we said earlier, to be able to now support clients. And I think by not putting a flag in the sand and saying, you know what, all of that experience and that time that I've developed my skills, if I'm not charging for that, even if it is a, there's a starting rate, if you will, then I'm not valuing myself and I'm not valuing others. Because I think as business owners, what you talked about, excellence, which I think is just so important. And as Christians, we are encouraged to always bring excellence and integrity with what we do. We're being role models for others, I think, in that. And as you continue, and I'm sure you can agree with this, Ben, every time you're now dealing with a client and then another client, your confidence grows, your skills continue to refine to the point that it's also building that the skill set, if you will, to even higher levels, and as you build momentum. And if we're not working with clients because we're not promoting ourselves, then guess what? We're not developing our skills and our strengths, yes?
Yeah. Absolutely. And and everything that you do is an evolution of what you've actually moved from before. You know, if you're too afraid to talk to clients, then it makes it tricky to build on your experience. And really, you're learning as you go. I mean, everything that I've learned in life and everything that I learn from a book and from the internet when it's pertinent to my job, that's all learning. You know, it's and I build daily on what I've learned from. And I also, and I think it's a really handy tip for other business owners, I also journal what I've learned. You actually, so, you know, perhaps you're actually watching like a YouTube video on family therapy or something like that. It's great to actually put it down in writing, like, okay, well, that's an interesting point, you know. You never stop learning. And I would also say that when it comes, on the flip side, of course, when it comes to people with qualifications, people that really don't care what you know if they don't know that you care. I don't know who said that, but it's actually really pertinent when it comes to counselling.
Yeah, absolutely is. And something that I think we so often do as we're continuing to learn, continuing to develop, there's something that will often happen. And I think at the point where you are building your momentum and your business is starting to grow, and this can really keep us stagnant, is when we are looking at what other people are doing and we're disregarding the fact that they might have been in business for many years. We may not see the struggles because they're doing great things. So, you know, comparison is one of the biggest ways to keep us stuck. Speak a little bit more about that. How have you, maybe there's some things that you've done to support yourself in really keeping your focus to what you really need to be doing and not really letting what other people are doing impact you. What are some of the things that you found have been really helpful for you?
I feel that it's really important to sort of stay grounded. Mm. It's always important to actually, like, to really pray about that. You know, the Holy Spirit is my silent business partner, I guess. Especially when there's so many voices out there, you have to be offering things that are authentically you. Mm. Because only you can be you. I mean, it's a bit of a cliche and people say it all the time, but it's true. You can't be, there's some really amazing counselors and life coaches out there, and they have, you know, like several thousand dollars worth of website, and they're very flashy, and it's really easy to draw comparisons with them. Mm. But they're them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they may have had advantages that you don't. Mm. And that's the nature of things. Mm. There's nothing you can do to change that.
Yes.
So how can you be you but also sell yourself? I mean, that's a challenge. Mm. But that's something that you have to think about.
Yeah. Something that I think in that, and I love the fact that you said, you know, you need to be you, authentically you, because I'm absolutely all about that. As a background in brand and communications, absolutely starts with you. You know, God's given us all unique skills and strengths and even characteristics that when we blend that together, we create an experience in which our ideal client, our dream clients really resonate with. There is so much business out there, plenty of opportunity for everyone, because not everyone is going to be your dream client or my dream client. And so, you know, I think that that's just so important. Something that I think we also disregard, and we've touched on this already, but I think it can become so much part of your story, is the journey that you've walked, is the challenge, or are the challenges and the issues. And I think when we tend to negate those, it actually detracts from really showing up and saying to our ideal clients, and through how we speak and promote and what we share, that can really be almost like a shining light for other people who may be walking or struggling through things that you've been through, that you can now support them with. So by ignoring that, have you found that to be true too, that you bring that story in and that allows you then to be able to build rapport, know, like, and trust with people, because you can kind of say, you know what, I've been where you're at and I can support you through the, you know, is that, how does that playing out for you in your business?
Well, that's really true. Mm-hmm. I mean, often counselors are told to sort of keep your stuff to yourself. Mm. But that's not always the best advice. Mm. In as much as sometimes you might actually offer a story that really actually resonates mm-hmm. with them, mm-hmm. because we all actually have been through it, and a lot of coaches now are actually doing the same thing. They'll tell you a story, mm. and they'll say things like, "Well, I hate this aspect of the business. I really struggled with this aspect of the business," and that's part of being, you know, being human. And really, I think it's a sociological shift. Really, mm. A lot of people are actually looking for businesses now that are authentic. They're not looking for big names. They're looking for people who can really relate. Mm. You know, we've been through a lot of issues and trauma as a family, and I really feel like that's built empathy in me. Mm. I really feel like, you know, if you've got like real struggles, like I get it. Mm. I understand. You know, it hasn't been easy for us. I'm not saying that to sort of invoke sympathy or anything like that, but mm. more to the point that, you know, I understand, you know, and I understand even at a basic level that, that life, marriages, jobs, kids, we've got seven kids, so that keeps us very busy. So those things keep you busy. Those things are very difficult. You know, nobody's got their head on straight when it comes to life. And everybody's had their heart broken. It's an inescapable truth.
You know, and I think what you're saying is just so true. And we're at a stage in society, there are so much need, I think, for people to realise there is hope, there is possibility, because we only need to turn on the TV or the radio or read the paper. There is a lot of anxiousness and worry and depression, you know, mental issues going around, even in the church as well. And, you know, we need to turn, when we turn to the Bible, we realise, you know, we're encouraged, renew your mind every morning. What are we renewing our mind with? And I think through sometimes sharing that we don't have all of the answers, we have been through a lot of struggles ourselves, and this is becoming quite apparent in a lot of the conversations I'm having with people, is that God will often use situations and circumstances and challenges to develop in us a strength that we can then go and impart to others who are now struggling. And had we not gone through that and really built the strengths through him, of course, and having that awareness, there's just no way that we could really walk alongside someone, in the case that you're now walking alongside people when you're counselling them and supporting them, but really there with them. Because I think in this day and age, we have got so self-focused on ourselves, unfortunately, we've forgotten to show compassion to other people closest to us, around us. And that's where we really need to come back and say, you know what, we've got you. We're here to support you. Have you found that too?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, life forces us into a box. You know, it's not easy for people who even have it. I mean, I've got my sister-in-law is a good example. I mean, she is one of those people that, you know, her life is work. I mean, and basically, you know, she's a very high profile, high achiever. But, you know, that's all she gets time to do, because that's what, you know, basically what things are like for her. And it's really great when we go out with her sometimes, because it's great stress relief for her, and it's great for us as well. But it is a challenge, because even just the economics of life that come into it, you know, we just need help, and people are lonely. People are lonely because they you know, they don't know how to connect, and it's not encouraged to connect. And, you know, basically counselling too, I also think, is people perceive it as something that only really sick people with drug addictions and, you know, people who are really on the fringes needs to look into, whereas I think sometimes you just need someone to talk to. You know, life is difficult.
And I think reflecting back sometimes, you know, when you're giving the example of your sister-in-law, I mean, a lot of people, and I have to put my hand up too, I'm a very driven, results-focused person. And for me, I can quite easily just continue to work, because we love it. We love the work we're doing. We love the impact that we're making. But it's a great reminder for me too that there is only so much energy that I have. And if I don't make the intense, or also the intentional decision to step away and get out into the country and get behind my camera, because I love to take photographs as well, then I will just be one of those people that sit on the couch, eyes closed. I just have to take a risk. Your body takes control of that.
And that's therapy too. That's therapy. I mean, like for me, and this is part of the issue that sometimes I can't nail down what I want to do, therapy is a thousand different things. Therapy is going outside. Therapy is putting your, you know, feet on the sand. Therapy is going out with your mates. That's like, you know, there are 100 ways for you to heal inside. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you might need sort of more official counselling styles, or you might need, you know, a particular approach that might work for you, or something more formal. But mm-hmm. sometimes it's as wonderful as just stepping outside and breathing in the air and going and just stopping.
Mm.
You know, for me, that's therapy for me. That's mm-hmm. that's my own version of therapy. Like I go to the beach.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a great reminder as we're continuing to grow our businesses. I mean, this just happened this morning. I was part of a group who was organising an event coming up next year. And two or three times now, because of my hectic schedule with interviewing and everything, it was missed because my sister didn't pick that up. And then that alerts me, and it says, you know what, I'm able to do this, but I'm not able to do this, to give it the attention and dedication. And I think there's two things there: the mindset shift, that we're not beating ourselves up, that we don't feel guilty or shame or anything like that, but realizing this is what I'm able to do, and this is what I'm giving myself permission to say I'm not able to do. So mindset, and then practical step, and making the decision. And so often we don't do either of those, or only one of those, and we end up feeling miserable about it. That's something that often...
I totally get that.
Absolutely. So I think it's a real reminder of, you know, everything that you said today, and especially around finding support. I think finding support in what allows you to take a step back, refresh and recuperate yourself, that's so important. You know, often we'll forget, and what I also do is if I find myself going, oh, if only I could this, and I do that repetitively, it's kind of like, well, you keep talking about it. You've got two decisions. You can either keep talking about it, and that's just not in my vocabulary or thinking, is take action to ensure that it can be done. Make a decision straight away, I think. Or getting support around you, whether it be family, and then as your business grows, support, because there's just no way that we can do everything on our own. So, Ben, what is the best way? Share a little bit about the services that you do offer, and then the best way for people to connect with you and to find out more about the great work that you're doing.
Sure. Well, my website is benmathewson.com. And you can contact me via email on benmathewsoncounselor@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. It's got one T in the name Matheson. Basically, what I offer is Zoom or Skype or even phone. We're developing that now, phone counselling to anyone across Australia. So there's no borders here. Basically, you can contact me. I work with a lot of people. I'll perhaps say a little bit more skilled at working with men, mm-hmm. but I work with men and women. Mm. Basically, I'm available that way.
Mm. Fantastic. And then if you think, because I'm always about recognizing an area that you really are passionate about or niching around. So I think in the introduction we said around the men's issues, are there typical areas that you really like to support men, like the men in business, or share a little bit more about, say, some of the struggles that typically the men that you support, what are they dealing with? What are they struggling with?
Well, basically, it's different, obviously, for everybody. But you know, there seems to be a lacking in identity for men. There seems to be a desire for men to do something positive, but they're not really sure what it is. Mm. One of the men that I talked to, he's a high achiever too, mm-hmm. But basically, what his thought was: how do I balance family with my job? Mm. And, you know, how can I, you know, do things that are honouring to my family, mm-hmm. and also honouring to the obligations that I have?
Yes, yes.
But I find it's a little bit different to counselling women, but basically really, I have the empathy to help with both. Yeah. You know, I really enjoy talking to anyone.
Mm, it's fantastic. And I think also, too, it's great that there is someone there who will be able to support men. I think with all the incredible things that are going on for women and support groups and things like that to empower women, somewhere along the way we've forgotten about the men, too. There's a lot of responsibilities on the shoulder of both men and women. But I think also, too, and hopefully we're breaking through the stigma that men don't, not that they don't have emotions, but they don't talk about their feelings. I think it's important because, let's face it, any human being who bottles up and doesn't have someone else who is a bipartisan viewpoint and you know, that ear to listen and just sometimes reflecting back can often be a huge insight to, am I really saying that,
yes,
you know,
yes,
can be a real difference. So if you're a man who's watching or listening today that can see, you know what, I realize there's so much more that I have yet to tap into, and I can see that I can bring more balance somehow in life and work and all of the things that we need to juggle in life, then certainly reach out to Ben. What we'll do for you, Ben, is we'll put those links in the show notes so that people can click right through that. The show notes for this particular show, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE46. And if you're listening to today's podcast, we also recorded this via video, so you can come to the show notes and actually watch Ben share his stories and testimonies today. Ben, one of the things that I'm doing for everybody who is coming on the show is just ending the show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you as well?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Father God, thank you for the time that we've been able to spend sharing and hearing Ben's story. Sometimes, Lord, it can be real. Well, not sometimes. It can be really difficult as we're building our businesses and to the momentum that we want and that we dream about to really be able to support our lives and our family. Father, we just want to thank you for the work that Ben is doing, that he is really bringing his gifts and his talents into supporting other people and being the best version of themselves. And sometimes, Lord, there are challenges that we just can't struggle through on our own, and we need that supportive person who's able to feed back to us, who's able to give us some new tools and new techniques to be able to really make a change in our lives. So we really want to pray for the people who are listening today or watching today, that if they see that they really need that support, that they will reach out to Ben. We continue to ask your blessing on Ben's family, his children, that he too will, as he continues to grow his business, will find balance so that he can be the dad, the husband, and the business owner that you have called him to be. And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben, and all the very best. Thank you for coming on the show, because I know that when you reached out, you said, I've only been in business for a short amount of time, and it's like, share your story, because I'm sure there are other people there that, you know, can resonate with what you're going through. And as you said, I love the way that you said, give yourself grace. And I think as you continue and as other people continue to grow their business, it's going to be a reminder of that, because we will be getting busier. We will have more demands on our time, and that's when we reminded, step back, give yourself grace. Where's the balance need to be back in your life? Are you leaning
100%,
in you know, to him as Christian business owner, so that we can be the best and continue to deliver the excellence that Jesus calls us to be out in the world. Thanks once again for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.